as far as harvest progress, what are farmers busy working on?
So far I have ridden around both taking off plots and full fields of both corn and soybeans. So it's actually really exciting that we're going on both. Corn, we've taken off full fields of a 73-day that Brevant has. And then we've also helped with taking off some plots ranging from the 80 to 90-day. So I've been excited just to take it off, but the yields are coming off great. I would say the 73 days running, you know, average 120 to 140s, and then plot averages 180 in some areas. So that's really good. And then the moisture has really been, you know, 15 to 17% in that 80 to 90-day range wherever we are hitting at. So, and then another thing is also we're seeing excellent test weights, upper to mid to upper 50s.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, that's like night and day compared to last year, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. I think a lot of guys are just super excited, one, to get their crop off at a decent time, but then to also see the yield, it's dry, and then that test weight.
What about soybeans, Morgan? I know actually a good chunk of those have already been taken off.
Yes. So from what I have seen, I would say average mid to upper 40s on the soybeans. And then the moisture is ranging probably 11 to 13 is what I have heard around the countryside.
And with the soybeans, I know maybe the better word for those is variable in places. Help me recap the growing season for them. Maybe did some of them get hurt by a little bit of dry weather, frost? What are we seeing there that has given us these pretty average yields?
Yeah, I would definitely say that, you know, we did get dry mid-season. We saw lots up on the hilltops and everything. They started to kind of wither up mid-season, but then we had the frost that came in. So I think the frost did take some yield, but I don't know if we would have kept that if the frost wouldn't have come, just because of how dry it is right now.
Well, and while it's fun to talk harvest and all the things that farmers have finally been able to get accomplished this year, I think what's more exciting is 2021, because we're already preparing for that. So, you know, fieldwork wise, fall soil testing, that sort of thing. What are farmers getting accomplished this fall that they haven't for really the past two falls?
I think just, you know, getting the crop off at a decent time is setting us up for more time to work fields, get the soil samples, even, you know, those PP acres that we couldn't get to last year really need some management. So if that's going out and working it, if it's, you know, if there's still weeds out there, getting out there to do a fall application to, you know, get some weed control. We just have more time to do that than we did last year.
Well, and two, from Brevant Seeds, or anything that you'd like to feature that's coming in 2021, or anything that really excites you that we're finding out this year that we can keep that momentum rolling into 2021?
I'm really excited about our corn and soybean lineup. You know, on the corn side, we have products that are ranging from, you know, in this area, general maturity 73 to 87, 90 day, that are really good fits up here. And then on the soybean side, of course, we have the Enlist technologies that we are very excited about moving forward with, and have a lot of early maturities that are really good fits, especially for this northern area.